Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Wherever the flowers go, long time ago, wherever the flowers go, young girls speak them, everyone.
Veterans Day, or Armistice Day, was originally set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on November 11, 1918. In legislation that was passed in 1938, November 11th was, quote, dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. As such, this new legal holiday honored World War I veterans and presumably the end of the war to end all wars. Unfortunately, World War I was not the end of all wars, and less than 50 years later came World War II, then a host of other conflicts. In 1954, after much lobbying by veterans group, Congress formally recognized this and changed the official name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, in recognition of American veterans of all wars. Although the name was changed, much of the ritual surrounding Veterans Day is tied directly to its World War I roots. For example, many veterans still perform the so-called 11th hour ritual, which takes place at the 11th hour on the 11th day of November, the 11th month, signifying the moment peace was declared after World War I. It is also said that it is the time in which the soul of the American Legion was born. For the gastronomes, another ritual involves the delightful Italian dish ravioli. The holiday is often celebrated by having a ravioli meal. That's a tradition which dates back to the ending of World War I when President Wilson invited 2,000 soldiers to the White House, and he helped his staff cook ravioli. In his Armistice Day address to Congress, Wilson explained this simply saying, "Hunger breeds madness." This is Jack R. Johnson wishing you a full belly in a peaceful Veterans Day.
Where have all the souls?